Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And just want to thank you for valuing your time with Jesus every single day, and for renewing your heart every single day, and for taking your spiritual walk seriously, and for longing to be nearer to Jesus. That certainly is my prayer for myself, and it's my prayer for you as well. Because this is the thing that's going to last forever, your heart. It's going to last forever, which is so amazing. And so as we cultivate it today, and as we worship God today, we are practicing for heaven. And I think that's really beautiful. So we are in Matthew 9, verses 35 through 38. This is going to finish up the chapter today. And we're in the New International Version, NIV. This is what it says. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you did when you walked this earth. I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but that little word, peripateo, means to walk around. It means to walk alongside and to just walk. I mean, putting one foot in front of the other. And you did that. You just simply walked from one place to another, teaching your disciples along the way, going from village to village and proclaiming the good news and healing people. This is just so pedestrian, and it's so normal and ordinary. And in our high-tech lives, I think we miss out on doing life with other people because we forget that it's just so simple. It's walking with people. It's loving people. It's listening to their stories. It's praying for healing for others. And Lord, I fear that in my own life, and please forgive me for this, but I have replaced sometimes digital community with actual in the presence of others community. And I think we've done a lot of digital isolation lately. And so, Lord, would you free us from that so that we could walk, actually physically walk alongside others? Would you show us who to love this week? Would you show us who may be battling an illness or a sickness that's unseen? Or a depression that's unseen, and help us to be part of the solution in bringing life and light to someone who's struggling. Lord, I particularly pray for those who are elderly and who may be feeling excessively lonely, or who are shut-ins, or feel like nobody on earth cares for them. Lord, would you open our eyes to the beautiful mission field that is those who are near the end of their journeys on this earth. Thank you for loving them well, and help us to be your hands and feet to people that are in that situation. Lord, like you, we pray that we would have compassion on crowds. As we look at people, help us not to look at them as obstacles or people to complain about, but that we would instead have compassion like you do. Lord, we also are harassed and helpless. We are like sheep without a shepherd when we are not following you. And so we ask that you would shepherd us, and that you would give us a shepherd's heart toward people, this longing to lead beside still waters, to care for, to protect from prey. We want to be like that. And Lord, as you asked your disciples to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send workers into the field, we have to pray that ourselves, for ourselves, because perhaps, Lord, we are the answer to that prayer. Lord, we want to be workers. We want to go out. And I know sometimes some of us are really afraid. We're like, I don't want to share the gospel. It's super awkward. And Lord, yet in Romans, you say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The Apostle Paul says that. And so, Lord, we want to also echo that. We are not ashamed of your gospel. And we do want to proclaim it wherever we go and be ready to give a word in season and out of season. So, Lord, prepare our hearts this week to share you with others, to open our eyes to the needs around us so we could be shepherds and sharers of your gospel in a myriad amount of ways. We trust you. We give you our fear. We give you our worry. We give you our concern. And we know that you're capable of receiving all of that, carrying it for us. Forgive us for trying to carry it too much. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to this podcast. And if you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple of different levels you can support the podcast. It's starting at $1 a month. So that's $12 a year. This just helps pay for William, who does the amazing engineering on this podcast, and for all the things that go on behind the scenes. As you can imagine, a daily podcast takes a lot of work. So thank you so much for all of you who are Patreons and patrons, actually. And you are loved by the Lord who created you. Rest in that today.